Grace and peace to all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious God and our Father, God, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. God, we thank you for last night's slumber. We thank you for this morning's rising. We thank you, God, that no danger has befallen us, God, and we thank you that nothing catches you by surprise. Father, we realize and we understand, God, that this time with you we should count as precious when we study your word, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So now, God, as we delve into your word, we pray even now, God, that you will be with us, God, that you will speak to us, God, that you would allow your light to shine upon your word and to illuminate our lives. It's in Christ's name that we do pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that counted it not robbery to dial in to hear what the Lord has to say to us on this morning. On this morning, our journeys take us to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. And from this, I'm going to read down to the 10th verse, Psalm 91, reading the first through the 10th verse. And on this morning, I'm going to read from the New Living Translation so that we all understand with clarity. I believe that there have been poignant events that have occurred in this last week that God needs to make sure that we understand exactly what he's saying to us. Psalm 91, starting at the first verse, reads as follows: Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare of the Lord, he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with his wings. He will shelter you with his feathers. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plague that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. But you will see it with your eyes, you will see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your dwelling. Thus read the first 10 verses of Psalm 91, and the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, God just wants to remind us that he is our refuge and our strength. He is our refuge and our strength. If I were to put a subtitle on this, I would say that it would be, we are Sutherland Springs. We are Sutherland Springs. I'm sure that all of you that are on this call, unless you have been out of the country or asleep since Saturday night, have heard of the devastating tragedy that happened in Sutherland Springs at the First Baptist Church, where a shooter went in and shot and killed 27 victims ranging from just 18 months old to 77, and then the shooter ended up being shot and crashing his car and then giving a self-inflicting wound. Fatal self-inflicting wound. So it was actually 28 that died on that day, 20 more that were wounded, many that are still in hospitals. One of the ones that died was actually the 14-year-old daughter of the pastor who he and his wife were out of town at the time. You're probably trying to figure out, why am I recounting all of this? You know how to read the news. You've heard it on the news. They're still trying to shake out the last actions and last steps or timeline of the shooter's life prior to him walking to that church or driving to that church. Why, Pastor, are you going through that? I'm going through it, you all, simply because we are Sutherland Springs. There was nothing different about that Sunday, nothing different about that day, nothing different about that little town, nothing different about their worship, probably nothing different about the preparations that many of them went through in order to get to worship on that Sunday. Nothing different, you all, about those individuals that have lost their lives. Nothing different about that pastor. Many pastors tend to go out of town to deal with either family things or ministry. Nothing different about them that should cause us to be able to, as some say, pop our collar or feel as though we were above, or feel as though we were more saved, or feel as though that we were covered better, or feel as though we speak in tongue differently, or feel as though we worship better, that caused us to be exempt from what happened to that community on this past Sunday. Nothing different. Nothing different. We have violence that riddles our communities. We have individuals that wake up and have a bad day and go out and take it out on other folks every day. We have people who either deal with mental illness or deal with some other psychological, or dare I say, demonic forces that compel them to go out and want to hurt somebody else when that person didn't do anything to the individual. There's nothing different, you all, about what happened to them and where we're sitting or standing right now. So I'm compelled, you all, to search the Word and see what God had to say. You all, it said that the way that the shooter came in, there was no way for anybody to have been able to take cover. He came down the center aisle shooting. He turned around, went back out the center aisle shooting. No one could have found any sort of cover. Then how can we carry on through our routines and not be concerned? Carry on through our routines and not be afraid. And can I just take it a step further and get in your living room? You don't have to have somebody with a semi-automatic assault weapon to feel as though you've got no covering, to feel as though you are under assault. You can look at bills and feel as though you're under rapid fire. Come on, somebody. Situations in your marriage, in your family, at your job can make you feel as though you're being shot up and being wounded. We look at situations like this and feel as though, well, no one's caring about what's happening to me because I didn't get shot up. It's not in the news. There's no yellow tape around my situation that I feel is killing me every day. Just like these individuals on Sunday, you may feel as though I've got no choice but to sit there and take it and pray that it passes me by. How do I get through day and not be afraid of waking up? How do I get through each moment by moment in my life and not be afraid that something's going to come around the corner and try and take me out? My brothers and my sisters that are on this line, understand this. The only refuge that we have is in the Most High. We cannot live this life being afraid. We cannot live this life being worried. We cannot live this life being concerned that there's going to be an assault on our lives every time we go around the corner. All we can do is know that God desires to rescue us. And somebody might say, then where was he on Sunday? Why didn't he give them refuge? Why didn't he give them safety? I wish I could answer that question, why God allows what he allows when he allows it. But all I know is this, that we still have to trust in the name of the Lord Most High. I might not be able to trace his hand, but you got to be in a place where your faith can trust his heart. I don't know where I would be or what I'd be doing if I actually physically was right now the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, who has to comfort his community, the remainder of his church family, yet grieving the loss of his own daughter. But I do say this to you that are listening to me on this line. We are Sutherland Springs. We have suffered loss. But we still have to believe that God will be our refuge. God will be our strength. And I read it from the New Living Translation so that I can read this line to you out of verse 2. The last piece of the verse says, he is my God, and I am trusting him. You all, we don't know what traps rest around the corner. We don't know what may plague our lives. We don't know what terrors might try and come by night and what dangers may try and come at us by day. We don't know what disaster could strike at midday at any day. But we have to know this, that evil won't conquer us. Evil may try and come at us, but evil will not conquer us. We have to know that his promises, verse 4 tells us, his faithful promises are our armor and our protection. You all, as long as we live in this life, we tend to be subjected to what comes at us in this life. But please trust and believe that the God that we serve will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. God is still and will always be our refuge and our strength. Our prayers go out to the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Hills, Texas. Sutherland Springs. We are Sutherland Springs. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father. God, we don't always understand why, but we do realize that you are. You are our protection. You are our strength. You are our shield. You are our refuge. You are our covering. You are our shelter. You are still our place of safety. While God, we don't understand everything. We don't understand why that tragedy had to befall that community. While we don't understand why tragedy comes to our own house. While we don't understand why when we put so much in, we seem to get so little out. While we don't understand why we have to suffer loss. We don't understand why we have to go through anxiety. We don't understand why sometimes we have to cry late in the midnight hour. We still have to trust and believe that you are our refuge and our strength. And because of that, O God, we won't live this life afraid. Because of that, O God, we will not live this life in fear. Because of that, O God, we will live this life in trust and in confidence that you are big enough and bad enough to take care of us in every situation, in every circumstance. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for still being God even in the midst of a tragedy. And we still believe that all things work together for good. So, God, when we can't trace your hand, help us to trust your heart. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I pray and desire that you will go out and be the change that you desire to see, one person, one household at a time. God bless you.